Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Neil Armstrong. When the U.S. landed on the moon on July 20th, 1969, the entire country seemed to celebrate. People watched, captivated by the first steps and the low gravitational pull, and the country felt united. Well, most people anyway. Because soon, a conspiracy theory started that we never actually landed on the moon. Where did it begin, and is it true? You decide. Welcome to another intriguing episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where all the realms of true crime, supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Matt.
We're ready to plunge into today's fascinating mysteries. Let's dive right in. To begin, we need to remember why we went to the moon in the first place. Aside from it just being for really cool bragging rights. But that's essentially why we went. Russia sent astronauts, and we were not to be outdone. Of course, there's also the science. Is there life on the moon? Is there water? But first and foremost, the American way. We must be first. So, we put on our best scientists on the job and managed to send three men to the moon, beating Russia. Neil Armstrong was the first man to step foot on it, making history. But some believe this is all a complete hoax.
I'm going to piss a lot of people off on this one. This is by far my least favorite conspiracy theory. And here's why. And I think we talked about this before. I'm going to debunk the conspiracy theory right now. For the amount of people that it would take to cover up something like this, it would be in the millions, including Russia. Let that sink in. One of our biggest enemies in the world, especially at that time, would have to be in on the lie. It's not possible. It's freaking ridiculous. And on top of that, the technology didn't exist to fake the moon landed on a soundstage.
You're getting a little ahead of yourself.
I know, but I already know exactly where this theory's going, and I'm just debunking it all right now because it's stupid. It's not grounded in reality at all. In order for this to be even remotely plausible, you got to ignore every bit of logic that you have in this world. Oh, I hate this one.
All right, guys, that's the episode.
That's basically going to be the episode, is just me saying how stupid this is. I've heard a lot of theories. And I usually say that I like the older conspiracy theories more than like the newer ones, except for this one. This one just is so implausible that it's not even reality. It's more likely that politicians are reptiles in disguise.
I cannot wait for you to present that conspiracy theory.
Although that one would be kind of fun, I think.
You have to do it now. That's legally binding.
I don't know. I'm not a huge conspiracy theory person, mostly because, like I said, some of the conspiracy theories are creative and I like them for that reason. But None of them really make sense. That's it. And this one's the stupidest. Right up there with JFK.
Okay, at least let me present the evidence that people think that they have.
Okay, I'll let you present it and then I'll tear it apart.
The conspiracy theory got its roots in 1976 when Bill Kaysing self-published a book called We Never Went to the Moon, America's $30 billion Swindle. At first glance, this guy has a lot of knowledge on the topic. He was a former Navy officer and he worked at a company called Rocketdyne that manufactured the engines for rockets. In the book, Kaysing gives a lot of decent reasoning as to why the moon landing was faked. The biggest being that NASA had a report citing a 0.0017% chance of actually landing on the moon. Because of the feasibility of this report, he didn't believe it was possible to actually land on the moon and that NASA had found a way to fake all of it. The problem is, this feasibility report could never actually be found, which adds fuel to the fire for some people. Does this mean it doesn't exist, or does it mean NASA hid it because it's true? Before Matthew even talks, I just know he's just going to be like, the report does not even exist. Where is he even coming up with this?
No, I'm not. I'm going to say the report exists. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Because here's the thing. We know that the probability of being able to land on the moon is really low. You've got to plan it perfectly. That's what people don't understand is the Earth is moving, the moon is moving. So you've got to depart Earth at a certain time to be able to hit the moon. There's just so many factors. So yes, the probability is low. But here's the thing is just because it's low does not mean it's impossible. If you calculate everything, which they did, if you depart at the perfect time, which they did, the probability goes up. So the report means nothing. Like the fact that, oh, it says the probability is really low that they can make it to the moon. Here's the thing. The probability is zero that they could fake it at that time. Because it would be cheaper and easier for them to actually go to the moon than it would be to fake the moon landing. Because they would have to invent technology that didn't exist at that time.
That is fair. And I honestly believe the report that he quote unquote found was like 10 years old from the 50s. So honestly, if it existed, supposedly it was 10 years old, which is going to mean that they had 10 years to work on the feasibility of this plan.
No.
And it's going to improve at that point.
Yeah. Something that's improbable today in 10 years when the technology advances. Because that would be based on all the problems of leaving trajectory, all that stuff, but also the technology at the time. Look how fast technology improves already. It's something, heck, our cell phones that we're reading the story off of right now. 20 years ago, that wouldn't be possible. Or it wouldn't be very probable. More like 30 years. I don't know. I don't even know what time is right now. But our smartphones today, you know, most computers back from the 90s. Or even, I'd say, probably even the 2000s, honestly.
This is very true. And to all the teachers who, back when I was a child, said that you would not have a calculator in your pocket, I say, screw you, yes, I do. And I use it all the time, thank you very much. Probably incorrectly, but I use it all the time.
Jordan just had to get that rant off. No joke, I wish we had recorded, but the whole time Jordan was talking, I was just over here rolling my eyes.
He really hates conspiracy theories a whole lot. And the second I told him I was doing one today, he automatically was just like,
yeah. I personally really hate this. Like, the only one that I hate more than this is the flat earth theory. I think we need to do an episode on that just so I can piss everybody off. But I don't know. I hate this conspiracy theory. I don't even like to call it a theory. Theory makes it sound too official.
Just because it's a theory doesn't mean it's real. Theorize all sorts of things without them actually being real.
I know, but here's the problem. Theory, obviously there's two meanings of theory. There's the theory that like everybody else uses, and then there's a scientific theory. Evolution is a scientific theory. It's actually got evidence, it's grounded in reality. Then you've got, I don't know, the theory that aliens exist. That's not really a scientific theory. Although scientifically plausible. But anyways, theory is too strong for this word, for this. So let's call it people who need to get a life think that they're smarter than the smartest people in the world.
Okay, buddy.
I'm just going all out today.
Matthew feels very strongly about these.
I do. But in all seriousness, like, I just, again, the amount of people that would have to be involved to make this a reality is astronomical. Millions of people, including millions of Russians. And mind you, we're not the only ones that have been to the moon. So it would have to be an ongoing conspiracy theory where every country is like, hey, we're just going to say we went to the moon. Are you okay with that? Yeah, we're okay with that. And if that's the case, why doesn't every country say that they've been to the moon? You know, it just makes no sense. Either we've been to the moon and everybody else has been to the moon, or everybody's lying.
I don't know.
Plus, again, technology didn't exist back then to be able to fake the moon landing.
We will get into a little of that in a second. Mr. Yeah. I'm going to jump ahead of everything.
I know. And I know where you're going, because we're going to eventually get into Hollywood. And just seriously, look at some of the movies from the 60s. Tell me that they had the technology to fake the moon landing and make it convincing. Tell me with a straight face that's possible. Anyways, moving on.
This isn't the only thing many conspiracy theorists focused on. One thing many people did focus on is that there are no stars in the sky on the film. But Science Rebuttals says that both the camera settings and the brightness of the moon itself would not show the stars in the background. And remember, yes, we did have the technology to go to the moon, but this was still 1969. Camera quality was nothing like it is today. A lot of people also point out the shadow angles were inconsistent, leading people to believe they were on a film set, not on the actual moon. Science says this is from reflected light and dust. Mythbusters even did an episode on this, proving science to be correct. A lot of people point out the backgrounds appear too similar. Well, it isn't trees and mountains and cities like it would be on Earth. The moon is vast and full of craters, which is going to appear fairly flat. It's going to look mostly the same at every angle. And lastly, you also have people that claim the flag was waving in the wind, but the flag that they put up was basically wired in, and they had to dig it into the surface of the moon. When they dug it in, it moved around a little bit. The last evidence I have is that the original tapes of the mission are missing. However, the live broadcast version is still available.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. No stars in the sky. I mean, that's been thoroughly debunked by people that are way smarter than me. But yes, you know, I'm not even going to get into trying to debunk that one just because I don't fully understand it. I mean, I kind of understand it, but I can't put it into words to, you know. So I'll leave that one alone.
I did a little bit more investigating than just the short little blah, blah. But it's kind of like when you are looking out the window and your house is fully lit. And when your house is fully lit and you look out the window, you can't really see outside and it's just fully dark, right? When you're in your house and your house is lit, but you can't look outside, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's really hard to see. It's a little bit like that effect. So even when there's stuff outside, you can't really see it.
And the moon dust is highly reflective, which is the whole reason why we, you know, can see the moon at night. So yeah, but what was the next one?
I forgot, please hold.
I'll talk about the flag in a second because I know that was the third one, I believe, but shadow angles. Okay. Now, Interesting thing is, there's people in the modern age that have actually tried to fake the moon landing video. And the amount of technology that it took to make it convincing that it was real, obviously was not around back then. The special effects needed didn't exist. You know, even so much as something that is, you know, benign as the reflective dust. You know, aside from actually going up to the moon and grabbing a bunch of the dust, it wasn't really easy to do at the time. Shadow angles, I mean, again, a lot of people much smarter than me have explained that already.
You guys, I wish you could see his face. We really need to find a way to record. The next one is that the backgrounds are appearing too similar, which honestly, I already really debunked, and it's because the moon is pretty much going to look exactly the same from every angle you're looking at it from.
Yeah. Yeah, and honestly, to those people, I say, have you ever been to the moon? How do you know that it's not right? I don't know. It just, that one, I've never really put much stock into, just because, you know, what is the moon supposed to look like? Is it supposed to have mountains and, you know, look like Earth? Because then if it did, then they'd be like, hey, this looks too much like Earth. Just, I don't know. But the interesting one is the flag one. Been thoroughly debunked very much. But it's actually really interesting. Obviously, since there's no atmosphere on the moon, no wind, you know, you put a flag up there, just a normal flag, and it's just going to plop down. You know, it's not going to really do anything. So they basically made an outline of wire around. And, you know, so that way the flag would be erect. Sorry, that's a term that they use, and I just had to say it, but I'm a child. But as they were putting the flag in the ground, you know, you move the flag that's attached to, you know, wire for, you know, to a flag, it's going to move. And that's exactly all that was.
And not only that, but they had to dig it into the surface.
Yeah.
So it's going to move around. Think about any time that you've had to, I'm thinking about putting a bird feeder in my backyard. I had to like stomp on that thing to stand it up.
Yeah.
And obviously there was wind in my backyard, but I didn't just stick it in once and it stuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I realized, yes, I am probably a lot smaller than the astronauts, but I had to really force it into the earth a few times.
Yeah.
And I think I even got a hammer a couple of times to really get it into the earth and stick it in there. But they kind of had to do the same thing. And any time that you're going to do that's going to make some sort of movement in the actual flag.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that the only time they saw the movement was obviously when they were handling the flagpole, which should be a pretty clear indication that, hey, maybe it's the astronauts moving the flagpole that's causing the movement.
Exactly. It would be a completely different thing if nobody was around it, nobody was touching it, and it moved.
Yeah.
That would give me a lot more pause, I think.
Well, yeah, 100%. I mean, I think pretty much any person would get a lot of pause from that if the flag was moving, because, you know, there's no atmosphere and no wind on the moon. So I think it's interesting, but it's easily debunked, like pretty much everything involved in this. But it is actually the most interesting one, because it does give you pause until you understand the reasoning behind it, and then be like, oh, that makes sense. But is that the last one?
The tapes went missing, which I honestly don't see a lot of this one being that big of a deal, considering we still have other video.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically live streamed to the world to see. The fact that the originals don't exist or aren't went missing anymore, not really a huge deal. And honestly, something recorded back in the 60s, unless they kept recording it to new media, wouldn't be very good now anyways. To me, it doesn't really matter that the originals don't exist, because it was obviously live streamed basically to the world. So there's plenty of evidence of it. And honestly, even if they did exist, they're not going to release, you know, the full unedited videos anyways. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some classified, you know, stuff in there that they don't want everybody to see. So I don't think they would release the full thing, even if they did exist. And I necessarily wouldn't expect them to. Maybe nowadays, if they had them, they might. But a lot of that classification probably doesn't exist anymore. But I don't know. I just, to me, that's a non-issue. Because again, still, it would take more technology than we had at the time to actually fake the moon landing. You know, it would have cost a lot more than what it cost us to send them to the moon.
Yeah, can't disagree there.
And the other glaring issue is, what's the other glaring issue?
I don't know. You're the one who thought of it.
Oh, the amount of people that would have to be involved in this and be covering it up to this day, someone would have came out and said that, hey, this is fake. Russia would have, I mean, even now, Russia would have fucking said something long ago just to humiliate the United States. So, it's not viable. It's not possible. Moon landing 100% happened. Period. End of story. See you next week.
So, the thing about Bill Kasing is that while he did work at Rocketdyne, he didn't actually work with the rockets. He worked in publications. So, what does Bill really know about rockets? Turns out, not much. But that did not stop this conspiracy theory from taking off. People still believe it today, in 2024, that we did not go to the moon. But I honestly believe it would have been harder to fake than it would have been to actually send astronauts to the moon. Someone within the fold would surely have admitted it was faked by now, with there being so many people involved.
I want to state for the record that Jordan had no idea what I was going to say when she wrote this.
No, I didn't. And I'm sitting over here glaring at him. Can you shut up for 2 seconds?
So yeah, I mean, I'm right. What else needs to be said?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that literally people know the person who came out with this book that started the whole thing doesn't even work with rockets. He worked in publications. Okay, does he probably work somewhere in the industry? Yes. But you can Google this, okay? You can search for it. You can look at the actual science behind it, and you can find there's a bunch of other evidence, okay? There's a bunch of other things that people have looked up that I am not scientific enough to attempt to understand. We've all attempted to listen to my science ramblings before. It's not a good idea. I didn't even try to include it, okay? We've been there. We're not doing it again. I wasn't brave enough to try and do it again. We're not doing it. But there's a lot of people who go into like the atmosphere and the re-entry and all that fun stuff. And there's science behind it that says, yes, we can. And yes, we did. And I read all that. But can I speak about it because I understand it? Not 100%. Because maybe it worked a little in my brain, but can I speak? No.
I mean, okay, so I'm good with science. Like, I understand science. Now, explaining science, not so good at explaining science. That's why on this, you know, I focus on the technology side of things. Because technology is what I really know. I can explain that. I can put that into words that make sense. And on this one, even just excluding science and just focusing solely on the technology did not exist to be able to fake the moon landing. You know, the video and everything.
To fake the moon?
Yeah.
The whole moon is fake.
Honestly, there are people that believe that. So.
I believe it.
But it just did not exist. Like, getting someone to the moon would take less technology than what it would be to fake the moon landing. Shut up.
And even then, so you have to think about not only making people kind of float with a gravitational pull, but you have to think about the dust flying, right?
Yeah.
And it's the dust particles that really get it for me, because to get the dust to fly just right, that's the biggest part. That's the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Because the dust, it's going to do what it wants to do. And the CGI, that's the hardest part for everybody else. And I think trying to make that work, especially in, you know, 1969, I just don't think that was even not, obviously, I don't think it was possible. I don't even think it was feasible.
No.
Back then.
It wasn't. And so you got two options, you know, CGI, you know, like Photoshop, you know, editing that afterwards, or actually recording in a vacuum, but then you would have to have, you know, obviously everybody would have to have oxygen tanks and space suits, and not just the actors, but, you know, the director, the camera person, all that stuff. Everybody who would need to be in there at the time. And then even to that point, I mean, just getting everything to work correctly would be so difficult.
And worrying about every single person who knows about it,
yeah,
to keep that secret for the remainder of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that would be, you know, even just, let's say, just to record the actors and the directors and, you know, people on that part, just for them. Let's just focus on them for now. That's still hundreds of people right there that would have to be involved, plus their families, because you know they're going to talk to their families. So that's, you know, thousands right there after you include the families.
Someone by now,
yeah,
would have leaked.
Yeah, and that's not even including all the government officials that would have to be involved, you know, all the media that would have to be involved, all the other countries that would have to be involved. So it's just, it's not feasible, because somebody would say something by now. Someone on their deathbed, or even just someone, you know, I could understand maybe the government officials being, you know, being able to keep the secret. But you think, you know, a random director or a random, you know, I don't know, camera person, or, you know, a random person in Hollywood would keep that secret for that long? It's just, it's not feasible knowing the human mind. Somebody would, you know, would say something. It just, it's not possible, period.
Period.
So what do you think? Did we actually step foot on the moon? Or is it more complicated than that? Did we fake it the first time and actually make it to the moon in a later trip? Science says we did, but popular opinion sure has its doubts. Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. Your engagement is what makes this so rewarding. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more intriguing content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check us out on our links in the description below. Your involvement is the key to unlocking more thrilling mysteries.
As always, we keep you guessing.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs, with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/getstarted for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.